Welcome to Brainstuff from HowStuffWorks.com, where smart happens.
Hi, I'm Marshall Brain. It used to be that answering machines all used tapes, and some still do. But today, most answering machines are digital. They use the same kind of technology that a CD or MP3 player uses. The first step in the process is an analog-to-digital converter. This device samples the voice maybe 8,000 times per second and gives a digital value to the intensity of each sample. A microcontroller stores all the samples in low-power RAM or flash memory. So let's say that a caller leaves a 10-second message. That might translate into 80,000 bytes of digitized data. Those bytes are stored at a specific address in RAM. To play the message back, the microcontroller reads the 80,000 bytes from RAM and plays them through a digital-to-analog converter. RAM or flash memory is a high-speed memory device, so the microcontroller can erase one of the messages. It can easily move the other messages forward into the freed-up space, or it can store a new message in the blank space. Do you have any ideas or suggestions for this podcast? If so, please send me an email at podcast@howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, go to howstuffworks.com.